at the Super Bowl yesterday, or any Super Bowl, you know about the Most Valuable Player Award, Deion Branch, this year. Imagine there would be a Most Valuable Player Award for local communities. Outside Philadelphia, in Braddock, Pennsylvania, it might go to James Roy, who died last week at the age of 81. He's a neighborhood character. Most people outside Braddock don't know, but those who did can't forget him. And that includes public radio producer Dan Collison, who a few years ago introduced James Roy to us on the This American Life program. And over the weekend, Dan sent this remembrance.
You know me?
Huh?
You know me?
No, I do not.
J. Roy.
My name is Clifton Nelson.
Okay, you're not from around here, right?
Yes, I am.
And you don't know J. Roy? And you still own all this property here?
No, sir.
The automobile business and everything, you know?
No, sir.
There was a time in the 1950s and 60s when everyone in Braddock, Pennsylvania knew J. Roy. They knew him as Diamond Jimmy Roy, and he seemed to own the entire town.
He used to own the car lot over here, owned this building here, owned that house over here, and owned the chicken shack.
But when the steel mills closed, businesses in Braddock went bust, and so did Jimmy. Somehow, he managed to land on his feet, selling jewelry, used cars, antiques, and for a brief time, everything together in one huge building you could drive your car into.
The nice thing about it is people be able to drive right in, get out of their car, look at some used cars, look at antiques, look at new furniture, and look at used furniture. And I really believe that this time I've struck on something that people really need and that I think will have no problem here in making it go, because I plan to give them the best for the least amount of money.
That's a clip from a short movie about Jimmy Roy by Braddock filmmaker Tony Buba, who said Jimmy was always a straight shooter.
People might think, oh, Jimmy, but nobody will walk away from the man. You know, he has a lot of friends, and everybody likes him because he's never cheated anybody.
I could have probably been a multimillionaire if I wanted to go the wrong way, because I had the opportunity to cheat people in the automobile business and different businesses I had, but I never would be comfortable. I think I would have been what they call a poor rich man.
Jimmy Roy was always easy to find. Just go to the Plaza restaurant, and chances were he'd be in a booth in the smoking section. The Plaza was pretty much Jimmy's office. It's located in a 1960s strip mall next to a Shop and Save. It's the kind of family place with racks of pies in a glass case by the front door, and where waitresses and their daughters work side by side. Jimmy would wear a white fedora, a white linen jacket with a silk handkerchief, a colorful tie with a diamond stick pin, and black and white alligator skin shoes. An array of diamond-studded gold necklaces would hang from his neck. He'd wear gold bracelets on each wrist and diamond rings on every finger.
Well, these are some of the things I pick up when I sell right off my hand. This is a little cluster men's pinky ring. It's another cluster index ring. They're not the most expensive, but they're diamonds. And this is an emerald. Yeah, that's my store now. No overhead there. I don't have to pay rent.
Jimmy Roy was no tragic Willie Loman salesman character. He had a unique brand of optimism that seemed to steel him against adversity. He even had a singing group at one point called J. Roy and the Optimists.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
For years, Jimmy was working on a book that summed up his personal philosophy. The book was going to be called The Secret to Being Rich and Happy. Jimmy did always seem happy, and while he was never very rich in a monetary sense,
I don't think there's a richer man in the world than I am, as far as the state of mind is concerned. I believe I have the best state of mind in the universe, in my honest to God's opinion.
Trade them for a package of...
There are times when I feel like I'm 15, 16 years old. I never feel old.
James Roy died last week. He was 81 years old.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Producer Dan Collison, based in Chicago, and you can find pictures of James Roy at his website, www.longhaulpro.com. Dan, thank you.